97.5 The Fanatic.
Let the party begin!
The show starts now.
All right, we're starting now. Pat says we start now. It's a Friday morning. You're on the John Kincaid Show. Here on 97.5 The Fanatic, we are glad that you're with us. We are glad you got up early with us. I got to bed, I think, earlier last night than I have in weeks. Feel nice and rested. A Fanatic Friday here that is brought to you by PumpManPhilly.com.
Pump.
Need a water pump expert for your facility? For 24/7 emergency repair or pump replacement, count on PumpManPhilly. The guys to know to fix your flow.
They'll fix it.
They will. They really, that's very understated on your part, Pat, but I sort of like it.
It'll build.
It'll get there?
It'll get bigger.
I have to preserve my voice.
It'll get there. You've got it.
You don't want to blow your
huh? Your what? What?
You don't want to
what?
I caught myself there. almost, gentlemen. You don't want to waste a good pump at 6 a.m. You want to get at the heart of the show.
That is correct.
Save your flow.
Yeah. And remember, today's Earth Day. Did you know, though, that the Earth is approximately 93 million miles away from the sun? And according to space.com, at this distance, it takes about 8 minutes and 19 seconds for the sun's sunlight to reach our planet.
That makes sense.
You got to travel a distance.
Yeah, it's a whole Bluey episode.
It's flat, so it makes sense.
Is that what Bluey's about?
It's 7.5 minutes. The episodes.
Oh, the episodes.
Yeah. Oh, Bluey's great.
Do they have Shaun the Sheep anymore, by the way?
I'm not familiar with Shaun.
Okay, Shaun the Sheep. Jamie would sit and binge watch Shaun the Sheep. It's a cartoon with no words.
Anything to get me away from Coco Melon.
No, you would watch it if you can find it.
All right, I'll take a look.
Play Shaun the Sheep. I guarantee you Skyler would love it.
No, and Bluey would mess up Shaun the Sheep.
There's no dialogue. It's just a comedic sheep. And a naughty sheep.
Three Stooges with no dialogue?
No, it's not that, but it's real. But Shaun the Sheep's naughty.
All right.
So it's fun. It's a good show. And Bob's saying, do you realize it? That the Sixers are 3-0 up.
No, I want more sheep talk.
The Sixers and the Sixers and the Warriors are both up 3-0. But I bring you back to last year. The Sixers had a chance to close out an opening round series when they were up 3-0 against a wounded opponent. And actually, the opponent was pretty healthy. But they weren't as good as this year's Raptors team is supposed to be. But instead of putting the foot on the throat at the Wizards in Game 4, they let a far less talented team force them into a Game 5. It would not be I am not raising any alarms. I'm not saying it would be a disaster if the Sixers had to come back on Monday night and play a Game 5. But last year, I think that might have been a tell, like at the poker table, that the Sixers didn't have a killer instinct in them. Now you've got James Harden. Now you don't have Ben Simmons. And what I'm supposed to have heard is that now James Harden brings them an entirely different playing personality, a term I like to use, a different attitude. Different swagger. Well, if that's the case, the series is over by dinner time tomorrow night. There is no Game 5 on Monday night. The Sixers begin pretty much a week off, another chance for a minicamp, another chance to everybody to heal up and mend up. But that's the only challenge I see for the Sixers in Game 4, is being able to say, this year's different. This year we got a killer instinct. This year when we got a team on the ground, we're going to knock them around. Like Mike Tyson on a plane. We're very similar going to do that. By the way, good for you, Mike Tyson. Good for you. I wish I was on that jury. I can promise you. That's where I'm at, Bob. I mean, the only thing that I'm going to take away from tomorrow is it's because if they lose, I'm going to shrug my shoulders. And if they go out there and win, it tells me, okay, this year's team has more of the killer instinct.
Yeah, I think their biggest opponent come to Mars actually themselves. I really don't think there's a whole lot that Toronto can do to really beat the Sixers in a game of 48-minute game of basketball. I just don't. As we talked about earlier, Van Vliet is just, he's playing on one leg. They don't have the horses. I just, if you get these two teams on a court for 48 minutes, there's no chance that the Sixers should lose. So again, their only opponent tomorrow really is themselves. Are you going to show up? Are you going to be ready to play? Because quite frankly, for more than, a little bit more than the first half the other night, they just weren't ready to play.
Oh, they were certainly
They were
not.
Lethargic. They were stupid. They were careless. You know, that first half, that was some of the worst brand of basketball I've seen since James Harden got here. And to win a playoff game after that, it does say something about them. And it is a great thing that they came away with it up 3-1 because we would, you know, we wouldn't want to be 2-1 going into tomorrow.
Absolutely not.
No. So, I don't think there's any way that this Raptors team can beat the Sixers if the Sixers just show up and play a good, hard-fought basketball game.
What are you looking for tomorrow, Jane?
Just a decent start. Honestly, they came out so poorly in game three. They stole one. We went over the odds and the stats of it yesterday. I just want them to come out looking sharp and crisp. And if they do that, to Bob's point, I think it's over. I don't think Toronto can do much with the way, you know, Tobias is guarding Siakam. Siakam's their only hope of a guy that can kind of take over a game right now. Even OG, you saw the best shot he'll give you in game three. It's not good enough. Siakam's the only guy that could potentially go for like 35 and kind of carry you. Van Vliet's hurt. They don't have Scottie Barnes. It's over. I'm
not asking you the question, Pat, but do you want a week off?
It's not
for you. It's for the Sixers. I'm not giving you
a week off. No, I thought I was getting a week off.
No, we need you.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need you.
For the Sixers, absolutely. I mean, I've talked about this kind of ad nauseum, but the workload that Joel Embiid has had this season, the deeper this postseason run is going to go, it's going to concern me. And I'm going to think about it every time he looks any bit lethargic or tired. I'm going to think, well, it's probably the workload. So to get him a rest for a week, I think would do wonders for not just him, but for James Harden as well. You know, James Harden's got a lot of miles on that body. So I think that it would really help these guys if they could go a week without, you know, having to really play an NBA game. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see tomorrow in Toronto, Bob, the Sixers close out the Raptors. Doc Rivers is sitting there after the game. They probably have a plan in place already in case they win. Do you have any idea what you think that plan would be? Hey, guys, take a few days away from the facility.
Yeah.
Come back Tuesday.
Yeah, probably something like that. And as much as we talk about, and I think I said this yesterday, but as much as we talk about the rest, and that is huge, and Embiid's dealing with a thumb little thing there, so that not getting hit constantly or having to catch a ball constantly where the thumb's being hit would be a good, you know, thing for him for a week to stay away. But as important to me is, again, having some practice time with these guys. For Doc Rivers to get two or three days with James Harden, Joel Embiid, Tobias, all of them together, I think that's a really good thing. And I really do think we saw the benefits in game one and game two of them having three or four practices together for the first time since they acquired Harden.
I always wonder about teams coming out stale, though, Jamie, if they win. And I look, I'm getting the cart before the horse here a little bit because they haven't swept yet. But it very much looks like that could happen. You wonder about, okay, you're going in to start the next series. Are you feeling a little stale?
Yeah, that's why I just don't. If they come out to a quick start and look good, I think they'll finish out the game looking good. I just don't want to see them coming out looking stale again because that would give you a little bit of the road worries that, you know, if they come out stale in two first halves on the road, what are they going to do against a Miami? If they do that against a Miami on the road, all of a sudden you're in an 0-2 hole and, you know, you're starting to sweat. So I just want to see them come out crisp, end this, put their foot on the throat. They're the much better team, and just flex on them. Just end this.
Just put it to bed, Pat. It's finally over.
You know, you're probably going to have to deal with of extremely hungry and, I mean, it goes without saying, but desperate Toronto Raptors team. They're playing at home. I think Scottie Barnes probably will play. He was questionable last game, so I would assume, you know, facing elimination, he'll play. But if you just play your game, you know you can win. You know, you played probably the worst game you were going to play in game three.
God, here's hoping.
And if you limit the turnovers, if you cut them in half and only turn the ball over 11 times, and 11's a lot.
That's a comfortable
11's a lot, but if you turn over after what we saw in game three, you should win, you know, by double digits.
Hey, Bradford White is here for the pro. Bradford White Water Heaters. They are installed by the pros. They are the best. They're the most efficient. Go to BradfordWhite.com, and we thank them for being a part of the family here at the John Kincaid Show. We had a lot of fun at meeting some folks out at PJ Wellahan's last night in Westchester. Missed you, Jamie, but you had a good reason not to be with us. Dance class.
Yeah.
Not for you. Not for Jamie. Bob is not a dancer.
Did you wear a 4-4?
It was it was hard to find a leotard in my size, but I persevered. Yeah.
How was it? It was first class.
It was adorable. I was really proud of her.
Jamie got in trouble.
You got trouble. First day of dance class, Jamie got in trouble.
He got in trouble, but he got yelled at.
The teacher yelled at me to put my phone away.
Yes, you can't have your phone out at kids' dance class.
I was texting my wife about dinner.
Do you think I was like, that... that these dance teachers who spend a lot of time on these recitals, do you think that they want their moves getting leaked out to other rival dance groups?
Have you ever seen one of those movies, like the dance moms in the street or the dance moms? Jets and the Sharks?
Like, dude, come on, man.
I don't believe that was it. I think it was more the fact that there are creepy men on the internet that like to see young children. So you can't bring a camera out when a bunch of kids are dancing in leotards.
I took pictures and video.
No, you can take a picture of your kid. You're not even supposed to be doing that.
Well, Jamie's not.
What do you mean you're shaking your head?
It's my daughter doing something adorable.
Yeah,
I'm going to photograph
it. Other kids are doing next to them.
Yeah, it's fine.
The problem is,
I'm not posting it anywhere. It's for me.
Jamie's never seen You Got Served. But Jamie got served yesterday by that dance teacher.
Yes, she owned
so
my
she
ass.
Found out.
She going to take you out. Don't
said,
be bringing the camera.
Dad, put your phone away.
Yes.
And I was like, what?
No cameras.
Grown ass man.
In fact, she called you like that. No, because you called
had,
you dad.
You have people putting, other people's kids on the internet.
I don't think it's
Here's our little Lisa at dance class, and you got three or four other kids in the picture.
Yeah, I don't
they
think
They don't
it's...
want their kids. Yeah, it is part of it. They don't want their kids in the
Jamie, you know what you do next time? And you'll probably get one for dirt cheap on eBay. Get one of the old school camcorders. Like the massive ones and bring that in.
Have it hitched to his shoulder.
Yep, bring that in. Really piss her off.
Hey, the weather's heating up, and so are the specials at PJ Wellahan's. Meet up with friends for happy hour every Monday through Friday. Enjoy great deals on food and drink specials at your local PJ's. Is a PJ's in the mix potentially for happy hour tonight, Bobby? Potentially.
Yeah, I don't know where the happy hour is tonight, but there is one plan for the family from what I hear, what I heard when I got home last night.
Oh, well, that's good.
But when you go to PJ's in June, and you don't know this, but the wing has been revamped, and it will be on the menu come June.
Oh, so they changed your wing some?
No, they didn't change it.
They went
with my original idea of how to do it.
But not
we had
the
two
one,
ideas.
Not the one that actually won.
Not the one that won.
It's the same one.
So you'll see. So the wing that...
Is the wing the same
that would you stop with the jealousy and just say, okay, I can't wait to see
is
it.
Is it the same
wing
one?
Of the month?
Yeah. It's not.
Is it the wing of the month?
Yes. No, I think it's going to be the wing of the month, but they've... It's not the one we tasted.
Yesterday, listeners were coming up to me saying, I really am embarrassed for the rest of the guys.
I don't think that was true.
There were other listeners giving you the
high
five.
What we're getting is the wish.com of Wing of the Months. Like, you were getting baited and switched here.
So the Wing of the Month.
Everyone ate a certain type of wing.
And it was delicious.
And it was incredible.
Yawn.
And but we had it again.
That's not the wing of the month.
But exactly, that's not the wing that you're actually getting.
Give me some Captain Crunch and we'll make it.
I don't do Captain Crunch.
Why are you throwing Captain Crunch into this? I'm getting hit by shrapnel.
I thought the Ritz cracker was the worst one.
Oh, by the way, if you were sleeping last night, you went to bed, and I was in bed before this news hit. Philadelphia has now going to follow the science. They have dropped the mask mandate. The indoor mask mandate's gone away. And from what I'm hearing now, I've got three people on my timeline at the airport, no masks wearing.
Nobody was wearing them anyway. I mean, some people were.
No, at the airport, you absolutely have been wearing them, though.
They're very radical.
There's agents. They've been incredible radical.
The two places I've gone in the city, nobody really.
Well, it's awesome. So finally, we're going to follow the science, and we're going to be like every other city in the country and not have a mask mandate. But Jared Greenberg from NBA TV is already up this morning. He responded to my tweet. He's like, whoa, 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 so we don't got to put Whiz on our cheesesteaks now? I said, no, I only do provolone. I do not do the Whiz. But we'll look forward to having him here maybe next series as the Sixers hopefully can advance after having some time off. Big fans tonight. Jamie, do you want to say anything directly to the Atlanta fan base? Because they are very intrigued by your support now.
Yeah. Well, you know, Trey, this is what he's worked for all year. It's time to lead the team. You're going back home and you got to pull one out or the series is over. I believe in you. I've always believed in you. Just play your game, Trey. Just be Trey.
And you believe you really like him because he plays so honorably.
It's if I had to take a CYO team or an intramural team and show them had the right way to play basketball, I would just make a Trey Young like hour-long highlight video and say, kids, this is how you play basketball, with honor, integrity, and never flopping.
It's amazing to be, too, that with all that, like, super MVP skill to come up a 10 seed.
Yeah.
I know you were shocked by that.
It's not Trey's fault. You know,
a lot
of circumstances go into that. But this is the time to right the ship. And I believe in you. And go out there and play with honor tonight.
Pat Jamie has decided to be like half of the Hawks fan base. He's going to go out today and buy a shirt before tonight's game.
Yeah, he's becoming Drake.
Oh,
and that's fine. That's fine, because we have a saying in Philadelphia, let Trey be great.
We should.
And that's all we're looking for.
You think Trey should roll in the little cooler, too?
Absolutely.
Like, you know, that's a really cool thing, too. Like,
yeah, maybe a Mr. Softy truck
drives. You see, Joel Embiid does that. No, he doesn't. Joel doesn't.
No, but you know what? Different strokes for different folks. And if that's what Trey wants to do, then we support him 100% down up here in Philadelphia.
That's good.
Give Trey a chance. Just give Trey a chance.
Hey, yeah. All big Hawks fans.
Huge.
Here. If we come in Monday and the Heat and the Hawks are tied 2-2, it's a party.
Yeah.
It is.
A week
really
off would
fun.
Be huge.
Really nice. So, Atlanta, we're with you, baby. We're with you.
Hawks
go, Trey.
Up.
Hawks up. I don't know what little slogan.
Don't they have a saying like
I
that?
I know what they... No, it's rise up.
Rise up,
the Falcons.
Oh, that's Falcons.
Even though they tend to crash down.
Yeah.
Tends to be the...
They really like their birds down there.
Oh!
I like Hawks up, though.
Hey, Hawks up?
Because Hawks fly, so we're...
Hawks
and
up.
And you fly
well,
up.
Yeah. We're ascending up.
Pat, when you're the 10 seed... There's nowhere to that's really go but up.
It's a great point, John.
Miami's really, only a 1.5-point favorite tonight.
Yeah,
love
because
it.
It's going to be...
It's the Trey factor.
It's going to be. They're going to have the boots with the fur going on tonight.
Good.
They'll be having a great night down there. Root for your Hawks tonight, Philadelphia. Root for the Hawks. In fact, there'll probably be more of you watching the game than we'll be watching in Atlanta. So check that out. Join Jamie and Pat, though, tomorrow at Rivers Casino. You don't want to miss that tomorrow afternoon. Little viewing party in the afternoon. That'll
yeah,
be
we'll
fun.
Be there at 1. I love a day game. So we'll be there 1 through halftime. We'll have some great prizes to give away. And you can come up and play best cup ball for some more prizes. It's a good time. 56-foot TV screen. They had 76-cent wings on Wednesday.
How many of them did you put away?
12.
And why'd you buy 12?
Because it was increments of 6.
Oh, okay.
So I got 2 orders. $9. Can't beat that. So I had a good time at Jack's.
Wait a minute,
I could only do 6. I couldn't do 12.
I hadn't eaten all day. I was sitting at the service shop.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Cool.
I was ready.
He was trying to match the amount of turnovers the Sixers had at that point in the game.
Yeah.
Wow, Pat, that's good.
We can joke about it now.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah,
right. All right, Phillies need to stop the bleeding in a 7-game homestand that begins tonight versus Milwaukee. And 5-8. No need to sound the alarms, but you certainly want to see things improve. And more importantly, what started out as a 2-0 to start the season now is 3-8. So you really got to get it rolling. This Brewers team, though, we're going to see a lot about the we're going to learn a little bit about the Phillies this weekend, because the Brewers are a legitimate October-type team. The Phillies want to prove that they can be. So it's just one of those series where you look at it and say, can you show that you're a little bit better?
Yeah, and Girardi, before the final game in Colorado, said that, look, this is going to be my lineup. I'm going to stick with it for a little while, see what happens. So that means Segura's leading off for you. Maybe you found a little bit of a leadoff hitter spark there in him, which is the hope. Boehm is hitting the ball well. I think people want stability out of this team more than anything. I think the 12 lineups in the first 12 games kind of rub people the wrong way. I understand that he wanted to try different things because the offense wasn't getting going, but I like the fact that he says he's put a lineup out there. Now, look, 7, 8, 9, that might change up, but it looks like 1 through 6 he's going to stay with, so we'll see what happens. And Ranger Suarez tonight, need an outing out of him, James.
Yeah, that'd be nice to see. Yeah, I'd like a little stability here for the lineup. I don't think it's the reason why they suck right now, but I think the guys would like to know a little bit more clarity where they're going to be every night. I'd like to see my man McCargo and McCargo.
Camargo. For the love of God.
I'd like to see him and
McCargo.
McCargo.
Yeah, he's not
Irish now. Yeah.
He is an Irish.
Yeah, that guy.
That should be his walk-up music, an Irish.
I'd like to see him and Boehm just be given the left side of the infield for right now. Stop playing, you know, once or twice a week and figure it out. But those guys have earned, I think, the starting nod so far, and let's get a lineup here. Let's know what we're facing every night.
Let's try to get a little stability into this thing, Patrick.
For me, it's stability with the rotation. They haven't had a pitcher go deep in a while, so I think they need Ranger to go, you know, deep into a game. And by it's sad I'm saying this, by deep I mean
what, seventh
inning? Into the seventh inning.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but I know guys aren't stretched out, and Ranger, as Ricky said yesterday, is in a different scenario because of his visa issues. So I might be putting him in a tough spot there, but if he can go six, seven innings, that'd be massive for this.
Hey, team. I'm going to tell you this. The visa issue, I made one phone call thanks to our listener, and I got a new visa in a day. They sent one to me.
Yeah,
can
but
you pitch?
So I don't understand why there would be any visa issue. It was my chip wasn't working. Wasn't able to tap.
Yeah. Oh god, that's cheesy.
And the guy got me a new one in a day.
It's too late to
thank you, Chase.
It's too late.
Thank you, Chase Bank. Chase Bank, superior customer service. It was in my hands the next day.
I apologize to all of our listeners for that dad joke.
Hey, the weather right now in Jamaica is warm and sunny, and Pat wants to be there right now other than being here. Call your travel agent or go to visitjamaica.com to learn more. You will absolutely love it. Send me emails before you go. I'll tell you where to hit and, more importantly, where not to go. It's the final day for the gas sounder. That gas sounder is here for you. You want to make sure that you do that. Check out the gas sounder today. What does it sound like, Pat?
Would you fill her up, please?
There you go. When you hear that, you can win a $50 gas card. We've been giving them away all week long thanks to H&H Heating and Air Conditioning. The Hoke brothers wanted to do something for you during this time. You go to DelcoHVAC.com to find their fast, friendly, local HVAC service. And when you hear Delco HVAC, that means they'll go to the estates up where Jamie lives in Montgomery County. They'll come to your home in Delco, Chester County, over the bridge to Jersey. They'll go visit you. They'll even go to Delaware, too. So check it on out, DelcoHVAC.com. They want to get you there with some gas.
Nice.
They take care of you.
Yeah.
So it's weird, too, how businesses align here. You want to make sure that they know that even though businesses have that, like, Delco HVAC, that's a memorable little tag, but they go everywhere.
Yeah.
They'll come and see you, Jamie.
That's lovely.
Now, no broken windows today to report.
No, no.
Good.
That freaking car cost me a lot of money this past week.
Well.
Dead battery on Friday, broken window on Wednesday. Jeez.
It's unbelievable. Thank God you're doing these appearances.
I know. That's what I said to Addy. Money comes in and it goes right out.
That's what usually happens. We have an early listener-suggested segment of the day coming up. And it was a really unique question from Mark. We get to it next. The John Kincaid Show here on The Fanatic.
Hey, guys. Got to talk to you about FanDuel Sportsbook. That's because the playoffs are here. And you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge, an official partner of the NBA. Throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. You'll get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel just has so many ways to play. And best of all, when you win, you'll get paid faster than a fast break. Are you new to FanDuel? Well, then download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Bob. That's promo code Bob. If you already have an account, you're all set to bet. No sweat. Either way, you'll get up to $20 in free bets if your same-game parlay during the playoffs doesn't win. FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. 21 plus and present in Pennsylvania. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet, $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The 8 a.m. hour of the John Kincaid Show is brought to you by our friends at Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit paworkinjury.com. One of the best, I told you, the best parts of the living in a new neighborhood, the golf group text.
Oh, nice.
Like, who wants to get out? I got space for somebody this afternoon. You want to jump in? So people being able to share opportunities to get out and play some golf this weekend looks perfect.
Sweet. Yeah, it does.
Perfect weekend. Bob has TSA pre-check. I have TSA pre-check. Jamie?
Not yet.
Why have you not done it? A coach doesn't even know what it is. He claims to not know what it is.
Coach is a psycho. I've wanted to. I just stopped flying a couple years ago as much, and then the kids, we weren't going. I don't know.
If there's one flight that you're ever running late for, you're going to be glad. The reason I'm saying this is Olivia's flying up today for her temple orientation this weekend. The line for just to go through security is 55 minutes or an hour 5 if you're in the South Terminal. She did TSA pre-check. She's through in 10. It's like, I don't understand why somebody wouldn't do it in today's day and age. Patty, do you have it?
Don't have it.
How often do you fly, though? Like, what do you say, like 2 or 3 times a year?
Yeah, probably.
Why wouldn't you do it, though?
Because you want me to.
Is that what it is? You'd rather stand in a line. Yeah,
your passion for doing it is turning me off so much that I'm not going to do it. I was considering it, but this speech is doing the opposite of that.
And you'll get somebody going. Oh, but it's expensive. No, it's $16 a year for 5 years.
I like getting patted down.
It's 5 years, so it's $80 for 5 years.
I like it. You never know where their hands are going to go.
You like that?
The mystery.
And you like having to take off your belt and your shoes and stuff like that? You're enjoying that?
Absolutely.
Process?
When Frank at TSA.
Really?
With those
you guys
hands,
have a personal relationship then?
We have a bond.
By the way, the Gate D TSA pre-check, you're in like 5 people. It's awesome. They do a great job. Nice. Jamie, just thinking about it. We travel to Vegas next week.
One day.
We travel to Las Vegas. Matt Fair won the gas card, by the way.
Way to go, Maddie.
Is that fair?
Matt.
Yeah, he won. Matt Fair. He won the game.
What do you say, Matt Fair?
Pat, what's wrong with you today?
Oh, go ahead, Coach.
What did Coach
is doing
say?
His own show in here, but go
yeah,
ahead.
Coach, just, you're just very, tell, coach, you're you very active this morning.
With all this talk about pre-check-in and,
right?
You know, I'm just going to drive.
You're just going to drive to Vegas?
I'm going
to
rent a car. I'm going to drive. I'll see you guys in
the
lobby.
Coach, honestly, with traffic the way it is, you probably should leave now. Go ahead, leave now.
Is a 37-hour drive.
Yeah, but with traffic, you never know. You hit a couple of, I-90 76.
2,477 miles. Playing in Hollywood.
Okay. Yeah, you got a little bit of a ride.
I like how you're going to get the exact, like, where are we staying? Just put Las Vegas in your GPS.
Planet Hollywood, Las Vegas.
How long is it? It would be...
Go.
41 hours?
I'm on my Waze app here, and...
It's having you take
how many hours does it say?
2,495 miles.
We didn't ask
37 hours. I already pulled
I was thinking 41, so that's even better.
Yeah. No, 34 hours and 34? 48 minutes.
Oh, I could easily make that in less than...
Yeah, Coach, leave now, bud.
Wow, that's not bad. Now, it's weirdly enough, Pat, though, that's something I wouldn't mind doing one day.
Driving to Vegas?
Yeah. Wouldn't mind it at all.
Well, I mean, as you heard on the air there, Waze has you taking 76, and that's something I do
so
mind.
That's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
But once you get up, 76 is actually going to be 3 hours of that.
Yeah, once you're done 76, it shaves 3 hours off your time. You're just good.
Get past it. All right. The average, here's why math is important as we go into the weekend. The average NBA champion, again, I brought it out, I had it, I saved it, and I'm like, okay, I'll bring it out. The average NBA champion plays 5 games in round 1. The average NBA champion, by the way, this is by the modern era of the playoffs. The average NBA champion plays 6 games in round 2. So that means, do the math, the average NBA champion plays 11 games in the first 2 rounds. If you sweep this series, even a 7-game slugfest in round 2 would still keep them on target of what the average team that has a parade does. Playing less games obviously is going to show you some benefits down the line. Because it proves consistently that the average guy who, you know, wins the championship plays 11 games in their first 2 rounds. I think it shows that they clearly understand the challenge of taking care of inferior opponents. They know the efficiency. They desire the rest. The Sixers are going to need every advantage that they can get to try to get to an NBA Finals or even win a conference finals, get wherever you got to go. Rest and another week of extended training camp might just be what the doctor ordered. And it's one of those things where, Bob, you said it earlier in the show, if somebody missed it, you don't really care. Just get the win. You don't care. You're not worried about style points. I'm much more into style points, you know, about this one than you are, obviously,
okay,
tomorrow.
Don't
you
worry about it. Enjoy the win, man.
Yeah, I usually am. I like to see good basketball. I like to see a team playing well and doing things well. And I told you, championship teams, they don't care who the opponent is. They don't care what the situation is. They go out and they play their game. They instill their will upon other players. I've seen it up close, and it's really cool to watch. I don't think the Sixers have that just yet. So therefore, yeah, I'd love to see them go in with an effort tomorrow that shows you, wow, they knew they had it. They won by 30. They played their asses off and they were really good. But at this point, I'd rather just get the win.
Just get the win.
I want to get the week of practice. I really do. I want them a week with Doc Rivers in the gym and getting even more used to each other.
Jamie, I look at it and say Wednesday night was so ugly and so poorly played. I'm sort of looking for some style points tomorrow. I want this team to look like they looked more in game one and game two. They don't have to be that dominant, but I want them to be, I want a much cleaner game.
What I'd love is a dominant first half and you just kind of run away with it. And maybe it's ugly in the fourth quarter with Paul Reed and some others playing. I don't care ultimately how it gets done. I think the week off is way more important than anything else. Just get it done. Just stomp on their throats. You're the much superior team. They're beat up. Two of their better players are dinged up. Just end it. Just put them out of their misery. Get a week off. Get some practice
Wouldn't
under
it be
your
fun.
I mean, that's an advantage. You know, I know Miami or Boston or Brooklyn, whoever, you know, they're going to be playing good basketball. A week off to me is almost equally as important right now, especially with Joel Embiid paying 45 minutes the other night. James Harden might not be 100%, even if he says he is. Any time off their feet and the grind right now is a huge advantage.
I'm selfish too, Pat. I want to focus on the draft next week. We're going to Vegas for the draft. And yeah, I want this off the table, and I want us to be able to just be talking about the next Sixers series or maybe our Atlanta Hawks really pushing the Miami Heat.
Yeah,
that's what I'd rather be focusing on.
I love the fact you're trying to wish this into existence with the Hawks.
You don't believe it, though.
No,
you think the Heat are going to... You think they're winning the night?
Yeah, I think...
Yeah, I don't think it. I haven't said it either because I didn't want to burst your bubble there, but I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if Atlanta wins.
Don't you talk about
series.
My man Trey like that.
All right, I'm going to tell you this.
Bob, I'm with you. I think if you get out of this series with the Heat having lost a game, I think it's a positive.
I am shocked. I will go as bold and beautiful to say I'll be shocked if the Heat do not lose tonight, this game. I'm going to be shocked if it doesn't happen. In fact, on my Bet Parks app, I'm going to be all over that baby. Yep. Tonight, just saying.
You're talking.
There you go. Hey,
How much?
Pat, I'm going bold and beautiful. I think I'm going to do 1353.
Whoa.
Because right now I have on the Hawks. On the Hawks, okay. On the money line.
Okay. So how about if I bet you $4 on the Heat money line?
This is getting serious.
Now you're getting into this advanced math that just really screws
the government's going to have to get involved with taxing.
Everybody notice how he didn't take
the
pay.
By the way, I won't be watching. I'm going to bet you the $4. I'll bet
there
you $4. No, how about I just bet you $4 straight up. You take the Heat, I'll take the Hawks.
Say less.
All right, there we go. I'll be going to a play tonight. So I will not be watching the Hawks.
My American
game.
Cousin?
No, my daughter flies in today.
It's got a shocking ending.
She wanted to go to see a play at Westchester University.
Really?
Yeah, so we're going to go see a play at Westchester.
Wait, so she's down in Atlanta scouting plays?
She saw it when she was up last weekend. She saw that Westchester University was putting on a play.
Okay.
So she wanted to see it. And so we're going to do a little chop house action for dinner. And then we're going to go to and go see a play.
That's
I'm going to try
cool.
to get a little culture. She says, I try to get you a little culture.
What's the play again? Do you know?
I think it's called Into the Woods.
Okay.
She was going to do it. She was going to be Little Red Riding Hood in this play at her school, and then COVID hit, and then they canceled the plays.
I know Newman University is putting on Fast and the Furious.
Are they really?
Yeah, the musical.
How do they do it with the cars, though?
They just hum it out.
You have to go. You have to go and see.
Oh, you have to go see it.
It's a production.
I'm telling you.
Exactly.
And when you're at Newman, you're family.
Yeah, well, and
I think that's what they say there.
That
yeah.
is a theme in the Fast and Furious right. franchise.
By the way, quick for this weekend, the Phillies starting pitching, it better improve quickly. I have, even after the 5-8 start, I've got no worries about this offense kicking in, but I do worry about this Phillies starting pitching. It's a bigger concern to me that this team is going to pitch well enough to be able to be in the race. I have zero worries about the offense. Still.
Yeah, and if we're going to lose patience with anything early, it should be on the offense because you should be ready to hit. I don't care if you have spring training or not. You should be ready to hit. Pitchers aren't all stretched out yet because that's what they're used to. That's their custom, is that they have a month down. They didn't have that this year in spring training. So, yeah, I'm going to be patient with the starting pitching because of that. But, yeah, I'm getting – give me until the middle of May, and I'm going to lose my patience, being that they should get some outings here.
You got your top three on paper going in this series.
And that's it.
Suarez, Wheeler, Nola.
Against a playoff team, though.
Yeah, that but you're missing Corbin Burns, so that's, you know, a positive.
He was great on L.A. Law. He was fantastic.
No more of that Olay BS, Dorn. So, yeah, you'd like to see them, you know, kind of show up here. Nola – it's just that one bleeping pitch. I don't know how he corrects it at this point.
I believe in Aaron, as you well
but
know.
But, like, he's looked good at times.
And yes,
this
he
is
has.
This is why he's so frustrating. Because, as Ricky says with us on Thursdays, it's just that one pitch.
He's looked better than not.
Yeah.
Than not looking
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's basically been two pitches so far that have blown up two starts for him. And there's got to be a way to avoid that, whether it's on Girardi to hook him earlier, whether it's on the way they call it, whether it's on him to fight for a pitch that he thinks is best. Something's got to change in that fifth, sixth inning range where he typically implodes. And
hopefully
it shouldn't
not.
Be that hard, right?
Yep.
Can it you shake be. Off the machine?
The machine being Girardi and JT?
No, the machine that they the machine on their wrist.
Yeah, how do you do
where
it?
Where they tell
yeah.
him hide
how do you
inside.
Reject it?
Yeah, I think you just shake.
You shake and then he presses another button yeah. and then shake and he's like,
I've never had
I haven't seen many shake offs with the machine.
You're trying
for
I know what you're doing and
yes. damn it,
Bob. Scumbag for it.
There
it's
we go.
Coming back.
Hey, Huntington Valley Bank, fast growing, best bank for your business, celebrating 150 years as a top contender in local banking. We are so close to the draft. We're getting ready to go to Vegas on Wednesday. Coach is going to leave after the show. He's driving. But let's get to Jamie's draft analysis.
It's the Draft Report with Jamie Lynch. Now, here's Jamie.
By the way, Jamie, really interesting idea to do these draft profiles and everything. It's like a really creative idea you had.
Thanks.
I think a lot of people on radio are listening and learning from you.
And these draft reports wouldn't be happening without our friends up at North Penn Mazda. It's on Route 309 in Colmar. They're a Mazda President's Award winner year after year because they're the right experience and the right choice. Now, this is a guy today that's kind of a... He's interesting because he could, in the beginning of the mock draft process, he was projected as a top 7-8 guy. Now he's slipping down in a lot of them to the Eagles range. He's at a position that they need.
Okay.
You probably know his name at this point. It's Drake London, wide receiver from USC. Now, a lot of people get their arms up when they hear Pac-12 wide receiver. I'll be honest up front, I don't really want him.
Okay. Can you explain
and I'll get
first?
Into okay, it. Good. Yeah, in his profile. I wouldn't hate it, but I just don't. He doesn't get the juices flowing for me. He's 6'4", 220 pounds out of USC, as we said. He's a multi-sport athlete. He actually played on the basketball team there as well. So you like that. I mean, that athleticism is real. He's big. He's not the fastest in the world. 6'4", as we said. But because of his athleticism, he plays with his body well. He's able to high point balls. He's able to box out smaller D-backs. He uses his body well in traffic.
The knocks, I play with my body well.
I'm happy for you, Pat.
You have a lot of practice, too.
Yep.
A lot of
yeah.
Do you pinpoint balls well?
I hope not. That sounds painful. Anyway, for a big wide receiver, you know, he's got that great body control that you like. The knock against him is his separation at the top of his routes. He doesn't really explode. He doesn't sell it as well as some other wide receivers in this draft. So then all of a sudden you start thinking, all right, big body, slow, Pac-12 wide receiver that wins 50-50 balls. It doesn't really excite you when you put it in context like that. He's not bad, but to me he doesn't explode. Yak-wise, he's just okay. For a big guy, it's probably better than some others, but it's not great. So, you know, the 50-50 ball, he's got great big, strong hands, all the scouts say, you know, that allows him to win, yada, yada, yada. He's best projected as a slot or Z position wide receiver in the NFL. They don't really think, not to say he can't, but he's not projecting right now as the true outside guy. So that also gives me a little bit of concern, too. You know, the Eagles need a wide receiver, too, somebody that can possibly play all the spots. A little more versatility there.
again, I don't love him, but he's not horrible.
Okay. Do you know that his draft profile could almost be overlaid exactly with another player, an NFL Hall of Famer, that says he loves him?
Megatron?
Tony Gonzalez.
Well, Tony played tight end.
And basketball.
Correct. And basketball at Cal.
Tony Gonzalez loves him. Loves his game.
How's Tony's track record with draft picks?
Well, Tony Gonzalez was told coming out that he was not as fast as some other people, that he didn't get the separation, that, you know, they're worried about, but he could have the athleticism to get contested balls. Tony Gonzalez has said...
Does he like him because he sees himself in him?
That could be, but he says he sees a lot in his game, and you know what? That's almost good enough for me.
The innuendos in this draft report are getting people
seen. That's almost good enough for me. To have Tony Gonzalez saying, he likes him a lot. He likes him a lot.
Yeah, if they drafted him on Thursday night, I'd go, okay.
I've never heard of the best wide receiver in the draft at winning contested balls that are up for grabs being a bad thing, and in this draft it is. Somehow this guy's getting ripped for that? That he's the best in this class at that.
Yeah, but the new...
And he gets ripped at.
The new NFL is get the ball in their hands, get yak, get explosiveness, and it's just speed, speed, speed. So he's almost... It's not his fault, obviously, the style of play that he is. He plays with what his body gives him. But I don't think that's what teams are drooling for these days.
I got you.
You know what I mean? It's just like... A Treylon Burks is kind of like in that, you know... Not that he's these players, but a Debo, a Tyree, get the ball, explosive, go. You can get it within 5 yards and get some blocking in front of him.
Could he end up being Debo? Is he worth getting?
I don't know if they make him a running back as much. But
yeah, I doubt it.
Body-wise, they kind of remind me of each other. I don't know. Drake London would just be like, I wouldn't hate it, but I wouldn't be, yeah!
You mentioned the slot, and it kind of totally goes against what the model of a slot receiver is now. Yeah, you know, he's 6'4", 6'5", or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, now it's the smaller, quicker guys that are you know, making all these catches, getting 100 catches a year from the slot. So, I've watched highlights of him and all, and there's the argument of, well, he only gets 50-50 balls because he can't get any separations and all that. But, I guess it's the USC thing that just hangs over my head.
It probably is.
Yeah,
There are some good Pac-12 wide receivers in the league.
They're
not all lost, but it's just...
I
don't know. Maybe it's the Aguilar thing, too. It's got people a little on edge with him.
He's not Nelson Aguilar.
No, he's not, but he's a USC wide receiver.
It's just...
I'd love to know the percentage of USC wide receivers that actually translate to something good to great. You know what I mean?
I got you. I understand that. I can't wait for next week.
It's going to be great. There's so many possibilities.
Sixers, take care of business. Just take care of business. Let's watch all the other teams beat each other up. Let's watch the Sixers sit around and wait or prepare for that Hawks series. That won't work. Maybe
would you fill her up, please?
No chance the Hawks pull off a series. Tonight's the night, though.
And thanks to our friends at North Bend Mazda for bringing us that draft box.
They're great. Great folks.
So the right experience, the right choice. A lot of people far and wide are talking about it.
Far and wide?
Yeah.
I know the Yum Yum Bakery is talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, Yum Yum canceled their own marketing budget all because of Jamie. They said, we don't have to buy the Fanatic because Jamie mentions that we're right next to North Penn Mazda.
They are getting sick of people coming in there and going, where
is North Penn Mazda here? And I go, no, it's right over there. Where's the Wawa? Right next to the...
They come in.
Yeah. How about North Penn Mazda ponying up a vehicle so I can drive to Vegas in one of them?
How about they are...
That's a lot of miles to put on a car.
You're
going to
stop at the Alamo, Coach? And do the Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
I'm going to drive down to Georgia. I'm going to hang a right, and I'm going to go out west, and I'll hit it.
You don't really have to do... You don't really have to go all the way to Georgia.
Well,
to do that,
I mean, almost Georgia.
Oh, really?
And then just hang a right, really? Right to Georgia.
Let him go.
Right, don't do that.
It's a left at Albuquerque.
I'm going to get you
Coach,
there
you know
fast.
What? Do me a favor. Just visit all 50 states and come back and report and see and tell us how they're doing.
I would love to take a driving road trip.
To where?
I've always wanted to do an RV thing.
I'd love to drive out. I would drive... Someday I will do Pennsylvania to California, California to Pennsylvania.
I want to do an RV national parks trip.
Wherever you want. I don't want to do RVs.
Oh,
you
I would
to,
love
you
that.
You got to empty your own poop.
That's fine.
Whoa.
You,
no, you just like pull a hatch and it goes.
you still got to go do it yourself. You got to get under there and
do it. You know how much poop I deal with in my house? I got a dog, a cat, two babies. I'm surrounded by poop daily. I don't mind.
I work with you guys. I'm surrounded by crap daily.
I would love to do that. I'd love to have a rental car and just take it and get on the road and go somewhere. And not have any plans.
Coach, get a car for two. You guys hit the road after the show, man. We'll see you.
No.
Two birds with one stone.
No. Because Coach is going to want to drive. And I'm not going to be a passenger in that trip.
I would pay to see the video of you guys driving out to Vegas together.
No.
That would be... Do you want the show to succeed or not?
Yeah,
it's
guess
a simple
what?
Question.
Guess what?
Great. Johnson.
Would they arrive alive? Somebody, one of them would kill the other.
No, somebody would.
Coach would want to drive, though.
You'd
have to share the driving duties. 37 hours is a lot of hours.
Share the music?
No, I don't care.
Okay,
but
Coach, I like your music choices. So, I mean, I'd be glad to, you know, do some of that, but that's a lot of time.
You guys can share a hotel room together?
No.
Two beds or one, sir. We'll just take one.
All right, coming up. Now, are you more interested? The Sixers got things percolating. We'll get to it next. John Kincaid Show here on The Fanatic. Nothing is going to take away from your beautiful green lawn this summer than a big overgrowth of weeds. You think you can get rid of them by going to the local big box store and getting some weed killer? Why don't you skip the frustration? Leave the work to the experts. That's Natural Lawn of America, my lawn care company. For over 35 years now, it's like, what? Natural Lawn's been creating green lawns quickly, more naturally, and with fewer weeds. And they're certified specialists that come to your house. And they develop a treatment plan because your lawn gets more shade than your neighbor's lawn. So they customize the treatment. They're going to feed your soil with an exclusive organic-based nutrients. They reduce chemical use by 85%. So when Nikki Foles moves here in like 4.5 weeks, she's going to be prancing around a beautiful lawn and she's safe and taken care of. Trust the leader in organic-based lawn care. So I asked them, anything I can do, Natural Lawn, to get people enticed? And they said, sure, John, give them this. Natural Lawn's full-service program. You book it. By April the 30th, you're going to get free seeding every year. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. It's my lawn care company. They're Natural Lawn of America. What do they give you? Greener grass and fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.